Well, special teams. We scored on the power play, but we gave up one, so it's a wash there. Our PK did pretty good. You can't get scored on the power play. You're up by one. Have to make the right decisions there. It's a turnover and breakaway against. We've seen it yesterday. So what we're asking from our guys is to create offense, obviously, on the power play. But we got to be smarter than that. So managing the puck, playing the score, playing the game. Because I felt, and we played a better game than yesterday. Overall, we played a better game, and it was a matter of managing the puck. And second goal, it's a flipper. Ended up as a 2-on-1. It's a perfect pass, and then the 6-on-5, the empty net. But I felt momentum switch when they scored that goal on their PK.
So you guys had won three. You had 4 points in 4 straight games. Now you've lost 3 in a row. Again, is there anything different, or is it just the bounces aren't going your team's way?
You know, we look at it from a development perspective more than well, obviously, we want to win games. We're in this business to win hockey games. But the development side, we see guys that are improving just so plays along the boards, protecting the puck, supporting each other in different areas. So maybe the result tonight is not there, but there's a lot of good things that we've done.
I think that Brendan has been improving, you know, especially on that power play goal. He set it up over to Connor, who got it to DeLeo. Do you think Kitchen's game has been, I guess I can't say Brendan, Kitchen's game specifically has been better of late?
You know, it's about consistency in his game. He's consistently making more better decisions, but now we need a full 60 minute.
You had a radio interview this week with Rick Ralph. Talked about reviewing video after games, so you do about 3 to 5 hours.
Yeah.
When you review today's session, what kind of trends or plays do you expect to find there?
You know, I'm looking for, we're looking to two things. We're looking to how can we improve this team offensively and defensively, and we're looking to for the individuals and how we can improve their games individually. I think tonight our breakouts were pretty good, and that's number one. Well, one of the top priority for our team is to make sure we get the puck out and do it in control as much as possible. And I thought tonight I'm going to look at the game back on the video and I'm going to see a lot of good plays on the breakouts, because it's a good for checking team. And I felt we found good ways to break the puck out better than yesterday, so that was an improvement.
Your team had 33 shots today. Did you feel you had the kind of quality scoring chance you needed to get enough goals to win tonight?
Well, at times. We need, and that's something that's, you know, you don't have to score nice goals all the time. You need to score those, you know, ugly goals where it's a rebound or it's a deflection at the net. We had more of a shooting mentality tonight. Now we have to get more to the net, collapse to the net, converge to the net to go find those rebounds. So we had some pretty good looks offensively, but we need more traffic at the net.